Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, bad me, bad you, or a useful question. Well, folks, 2 days ago, I was at an intense meeting with a bunch of colleagues about a tough issue for us. At one point, someone got provocative to me, and I said something I regret to her, who I usually really like overall, but at that moment, I was instantly steamed and out it popped with no real warning. And then others piped up and piled on. Do I wish I could take my piece back? You betcha. But can't. So now what? Well, first I've been paying attention to what I've been thinking since. Notice I've been getting down on myself, blaming myself, feeling bad about myself. Bad Rich, you should be ashamed. Then I ask myself, is blaming myself useful? Well, other than that little bit that's useful for taking responsibility and apologizing to my friend and colleagues for my part, no, just makes me feel bad about myself. So, I stopped blaming me, watched my thinking and feeling to see what happened. And, well, I felt better about myself. I found a good chunk of me blaming my friend with, well, she started it, etc., etc., etc. So I asked myself, is blaming her useful? Well, yes, useful helping me feel self-righteous and superior, which does feel a lot better than blaming me, but ultimately, no, it just keeps a bad moment going. So stop that and watch again what happened to my thinking and feeling. And surprise, I discovered wonder, curiosity about the problem that got me and all us usually level-headed people spouting off. What was it about this topic under discussion that was so emotionally intense for our group that we avoided it and our feelings about it by spouting rather than listening and problem solving? I don't know yet, but now I'm planning for our next meeting and what I, and hopefully we, can do differently. Be more patient. Deep breath. With the lurking frustration over our differences here. And instead of using that energy, that frustrated energy, to blame me or blame you, use it to listen, understand each other, and just maybe solve the problem instead. Good luck to us. I'm Dr. Rich, a work in progress, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.